From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. The three American citizens who have been held in North Korea are now on their way home after being released. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports President Trump will personally greet the men when they arrive at an Air Force base near Washington, D.C.
It will be, I think, a very special time.
The president says he'll be at Joint Base Andrews around 2 a.m. Thursday to greet Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's plane carrying the three men who were released about an hour before Pompeo was due to leave North Korea after meeting with Kim Jong-un. The president's thanking him for letting them go and says a time and place for their summit have been picked. He won't say where, only that the demilitarized zone is now out of the running.
It will not be there.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The Wall Street Journal reported Wednesday that it appeared Singapore would be the likely site for the summit. Saudi Arabia said Wednesday it supports President Trump's decision to pull the United States out of the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement. From Cairo, correspondent Edward Uranian reports.
Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Jubeir tweeted that we support and welcome the withdrawal of the United States from the Iran nuclear deal and support the decision to reinstate economic sanctions on Iran. Jubeir claimed in a separate tweet that Iran took advantage of the economic benefits afforded by the lifting of sanctions and used them to continue its destabilizing activities in the region, especially by supporting terrorist organizations in the region, including Hezbollah and the Houthi militias.
This is VOA News. An explosion at a market north of the Somali capital Mogadishu has killed at least 10 people. The explosion in Wan Lawain left more than 10 others wounded. Most of the victims are civilians. It's unclear whether a terrorist planted a bomb or a suicide bomber was behind the blast. No one has claimed responsibility, but officials suspect the al-Qaeda-linked terror group Al-Shabaab, which, despite military setbacks, is still active in large parts of Somalia. Heavily armed suicide bombers attacked two police stations in the Afghan capital Kabul on Wednesday, killing at least 7 people and wounding 23. The Taliban insurgency claimed its members carried out the attack. Witnesses and Afghan officials expect the death toll to rise. President Trump's choice to lead the Central Intelligence Agency, Gina Haspel, appeared before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. Haspel said she would not obey any presidential order she believed to be immoral, even if it was legal.
I would not put CIA officers at risk by asking them to undertake risky, controversial activity again.
President Trump has again attacked reporters. Associated Press correspondent Tim McGuire reports.
In a tweet, President Trump slams the media for what he sees as negative coverage. He questioned why the White House works with the media, quote, when it's corrupt. He also asked, quote, take away credentials. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders tells reporters the administration is committed to a free press.
The fact that I'm standing here taking questions, the fact that the president took questions from your colleagues just 2 hours ago, demonstrates this White House's commitment to accessibility and to providing information to the American public.
White House Correspondents Association President Margaret Talev says that just because the president does not like news coverage does not make it fake. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The 92-year-old former Prime Minister of Malaysia, Mahathir Mohamad, has stunned the world by emerging from retirement to win Wednesday's parliamentary election. Mahathir and his coalition of opposition parties defeated the National Front Coalition, the party that has ruled Malaysia since it became independent in 1957. Observers believe the National Front would lose the popular vote, but still keep control of parliament after it redrew the country's electoral map. Mahathir said he is not seeking revenge against his political opponents, but he did promise to restore law and order. He ruled Malaysia between 1981 and 2003. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.